She could have been my sister. She could have been my best friend. She could have been someone important in my life. I'm standing next to the grave of Christina Saldana, and I didn't know her when she was alive, but I know her now that I'm here in this cemetery. And I know that she wants me to pray for her. When I was looking around at the different people and the years that they lived, I saw that she was born in 1980. I was born in 81, and she died in 2021. And I think to myself, that could have been me. Why not? What did I do to deserve to live longer? What did I do to deserve living past this year? Nothing. Nothing. In fact, I've probably sinned enough to deserve death. I've certainly sinned enough to deserve some sort of punishment, but God in His mercy has allowed me to be here. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. And today we are focusing on souls in purgatory that died in the last year. And so I want you to think about this. I want you to make this an experiment and something that you do. You know, some of these days are reflection days. Some of these days are things that we experience and think about and pray with. And then other days are things that you do. Like the one day that I had you and I wanted you to make a list of all your family members to pray for them. Today, I want you to go to a cemetery and pray for those that have died in the last year. How can you tell? It's easy. They're usually towards a certain part of the cemetery, and usually their graves don't have grass on them. That's how you know that they recently died. Very easy. And usually they have these temporary signs while they're waiting for the headstone or the tombstone. And these people, imagine what it would be like for you. Imagine if you had just died and you're plunged into the fires of purgatory, and it feels to you whatever way it is that it feels to you. And no one is praying for you, because you know we have this attitude that everyone goes to heaven and everyone is perfect and awesome. Although we know before an all-holy God that we need to be perfect. And we want to be in purgatory. Remember, Maria Sima taught us that. And no one is helping us get to God, get to heaven through their prayers. And we can be an amazing assistance to these people by praying for them, by offering masses for those, specifically those that have recently died, consoling them as soon as they get into purgatory. Can you imagine the reward that you will have? You know what it'll be? You will receive the same thing. Whenever you die, you will, as soon as you go into purgatory, be prayed for. Instead of many, many decades when someone in the future watches another YouTuber talk about the souls in purgatory because I'm long gone. No, you will be given God's mercy of someone praying for you as soon as you go into purgatory. What an amazing gift. My friends, let today's meditation on day 11, when we're praying for these souls in purgatory that have died in the last year, let it be something that you take action on. Today is Saturday, so go and do it. Go to your local graveyard, continue your novena to St. Joseph, and go and pray before someone who needs your prayers, a chaplet of Divine Mercy, a Hail Mary, anything, and ask them to be your friend. Again, this person, Christina, I never knew her, but now she will be my friend for all eternity, as well as everyone else here. My friends, if this content has added value to your life, please help it spread to other people by hitting that like button. Thank you for joining me on day 11, and I will see you tomorrow in day 12.